button, the red button on the blue box. So the light's on. Hold on.
Okay. All right. Now I can hear. Yes. Yes. Cool. All right. We can start over. Yeah. Oh, all right. I am on the air. Sorry about that glitch, everybody. We had a little microphone issue here, but everything's good now. So I'm coming to you live, obviously. I'm Chris Cahill, and it is Wednesday, May 5th, 2013. And I'm really happy to be here tonight. I'm doing a show called Psychic Every Day. And for those of you who've been listening regularly, you know I'm here on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com, real radio on the internet. I'm a professional psychic. I'm a clairvoyant, and I do a show about all things psychic, about psychic energy and about what is psychic and just different ways to work with being sensitive to energy and being, you know, conscious of your own abilities or wanting to have them for yourself, perhaps, or healing or any of the above. And so I have a theme. Every week I have a theme and I also give readings. So during the show tonight, I will be taking callers. I won't be starting that for a couple minutes because I've got a couple of little bit of introduction to do. And it looks like people are already calling in, and that's great. Hold on. We'll get to you. Thank you for doing that. If you want to call in and get a reading tonight during tonight's show, the number here is 1-800-893-9562. And I look forward to hearing from you. My theme for tonight, now this is my first show in June, and I will be here every Wednesday in June doing another live show. My theme for tonight is about being able to see yourself clearly in present time. In other words, being in present time with your self-image. And that's a pretty big deal. That involves quite a lot that you are working on already. It's, you know, you working your self-image pictures and also you being able to see yourself clearly from a place of non-judgment and kindness and all the rest of it. Everybody has this job, and not everybody wants to necessarily be in present time, and that's okay. We're not going to go into worrying about that or solving it. But a couple things. The whole month of June, I'm going to be working a similar theme, which is a theme of actually being in present time and having your self-image in present time. And everyone who's listening to this knows what I'm talking about when I say there have been so many changes, just a lot of them very rapidly. A lot of people changing their lives in huge ways, you know, completely new career choices or having families or getting married or moving or just changing how they see the world and themselves in it. And also, many of us have lost people too over the past few years. So a lot of people are going through the change of seeing themselves differently in more in present time now without others who had been in their lives for their whole lives. So, you know, there's a lot of that too, a lot of loss that goes along with getting into present time with yourself. I don't see any of this as a negative. I see it as it's part of life and its growth, and it is what we're doing here on this planet. We're here to change and to grow. So working with being in present time, that's a big deal because the present time is the place where you are. That's the place where your life is happening. It's the only place, actually, where you can make your life happen is right here, right now. And so that's what we're going to go into a little bit of. Also, I want to mention to everybody, we are also live streaming. Skid Row Studios is doing something very exciting now. We are live streaming our shows. So if you're able to, I know you've had to go online to listen to the show. So just check it out. I believe you have to sign up for live stream and it's free, livestream.com. But then you can see the show. You can see all the people who do their shows live here while they're doing their shows. It's very exciting. It's just all this, you know, wild and crazy stuff behind the scenes with me sitting in a chair with a, you know, a thing on my head talking into a mic. But it's fun. You know, it's fun to see a show live. And so that's just a really good thing. We just got that started. Now, a couple of things I want to do. I've kind of introduced the show a little bit already. I want to go into it a little, and then I'm going to start taking some callers, because I know that there are people out there who are wanting to call in and talk about being in present time with self-image pictures, and that's what I will be giving readings on, by the way. So if you are bringing yourself into present time, if you're working on this particular way of growing in your life, you know, this spiritual growth is really what it's about. What you're doing is you're choosing to let go of the past. And it may be that it's not that you decided one day, you know, you woke up and said, oh, today I'm going to let go of the past. Excuse me. It could be that actually what happened is you woke up one day and the past had, you just suddenly realized, oh, things are different and it has changed and I've changed. And I'd like to, you know, kind of see where this is going now. What do I do now? Who am I? How do I see myself? It could also be that part of what you've been doing is realizing that you've been trying to live in some old pictures. You've had your energy invested in old self-image pictures, and they're not cutting it for you anymore. It's not working. You're in effort, or it's really hard to try to make anything happen. Or it's just not fun. You're just really done with the old self-image. It could also be that you're done with and you're tired of having a bad self-image, or one that just doesn't feel very good, that's kind of, you know, keeping you back or holding you back. Maybe you've been sitting in somebody else's picture of what's real and you've forgotten to go look for yours, or you haven't given yourself permission to. So moving ahead to having your own self-image, your own present time self-image, is a big deal. And it's your work, it's your job, and it's what you get to do every day. Being in present time is wonderful because it's where things happen. So I will be going into more of this in just a few minutes. I'd like to take a couple calls since people have just really started to call in. And I'll take my first caller right now. Hello. Hi, you're live. This is Chris. Hello, is somebody there?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes. You sound like you're really far away. Can you talk right into the phone?
How's that?
That's much better. Who's this?
My name's Heather.
Heather, I got your email and I do remember you. How are you?
Yay, good. I didn't know if that got sent
Yeah, I just
good.
Got it like 5 minutes ago. I looked at my
Wonderful.
Phone before I got started. Yes, and my condolences to you.
Thank you very really. Much. I've been sitting here with my brothers and sisters, and we just had such a moving day. I thought that when I got your email saying that this was an opportunity, I thought maybe it was meant to be, and I would try to give you a call.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you like me to take a look at? Remember, if you're listening, you know what I'm focusing on tonight. It's about coming into present time, and with what all of you have been through today and this week, that's definitely one of the things you're all doing.
We were just talking about that. I mean, it forces, we've been taking care of our ailing father for the last week, and he passed away this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about all time stopping and just living in the present. So I don't know what question I have for you. I thought,
let me say hi to your dad. I'll say hello to him.
I would love it.
What's his name?
Henry.
What's his full name?
Henry Gentile, no middle name.
Okay, and the picture I am seeing of him, and this may not have been what he was about in this past lifetime, that's now his past life, but the picture I'm seeing of him is a picture of this really gentle-looking older gentleman who has he's got all this earthy farmer energy, you know, just like wanting to be, it looks like it's a real calming kind of picture of the place he's in right now on his way to where he's going next. And the picture is, it's really like literally he's dressed like a farmer and he's standing on the earth and it's like harvest time. Like the harvest has already come in. And he looks really validated. Like it's just this harvest has come in, he's validated and he's relaxed and calm. And most farmers, when they're in the middle of, you know, the busy seasons, are not relaxed and calm like this, like they're moving all the time. They might be relaxed, but I'm not going to speak for them, but there's a lot of movement. It's nonstop. And there can be a lot of, you know, stress too about worrying about the crops and the land and all the rest of it. But what I see is this picture of he's all good. Everything came in. It's all good. That's the picture. That's the message. It's all good. It all came in. I harvested. And it's really brilliant picture too. It's a picture of peace. And that's what I see with him. I see like, it's like him sitting and saying, okay, I did it. You know, my job was well done. And so that's what I see all of you. That's part of what all of you. And how many children did he have?
Four.
Yeah, that you all get to really work with that picture. There was his generation and he had a different picture of time and how time is spent is another picture I see. And it looks like part of the coming into present time for all of you is that group picture of being without him in the body, but also being with each other and having, knowing his presence is there. You've got him. And it's just something about the way you spend time. So that's what I'm seeing. It's just a little brief encapsulation here of the picture. And I wish you all much love and much peace and healing.
Thank you very much. That was a nice gift, and it definitely just a thought.
Well, you're welcome. And Heather, where are you? You're calling from Chicago, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yes, exactly. I remember that. Well, thank you for listening and for calling and for writing to me today. Good luck with everything.
It was nice connecting with you. Thank you for that gift.
Okay, you're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So coming into present time after loss, that's another part of what we've all been working the past few years, because there's been a lot of loss. And some of it has not necessarily been about losing people who passed on. It might have been that you lost your job or you lost an old self-image, an old way of being. And you may have in that loss left part of yourself behind, kind of in the past. And so this bringing yourself into present time with your own self-image has to do with deciding to let go. And so we'll be getting into more of that in a moment. I have another caller, it looks like, who is coming here for a reading or calling for a reading. Hi, you're live. Hello, I'm Chris. You're live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I didn't know if it was my turn for sure. It's Karen.
Karen, it is your turn. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing great.
Good. How do you like tonight's theme?
I love it. I love it. My thought around coming into present time is letting go of the old patterns that sometimes you can see the next steps, or you can see that you want to come into present time, but your old patterns are just so heavy that it makes it hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first thing that comes to mind about being in or bringing your self-image into present time, bringing everything else along with you.
Right. That's great. Would you like me to take a look at that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Excellent. And would you tell us all where you are calling from?
I'm in Seattle, Washington, where
right.
It's beautiful today.
Right on. Good for you. Okay, the picture I see as I get started taking a look at this for you, and I'm looking specifically at you personally, your self-image, present time, and I know you're working on this already. I know you, and I know you are doing this. But what I see about the letting go of the old patterns, the picture I see, and this is really very funny, the picture is you dressed in a white lab coat and you've got a rat in a maze. And you're trying to train the rat to not run the maze the same way. But you're really kind to the rat. Like, it's a really cute little rat. It's like a little white mouse, actually. So it's not a big, stinky old, you know, rat. It's little white mouse. Yeah, it's not some nasty city rat, you know, down by the waterfront, whatever. It's this little cute little white mouse that has like a pink, you know, nose and whatever. And he's really trained to run in the maze to go through it. And I mean, actually, the mouse was rewarded to run the maze. So for years, the mouse was programmed, and you know what I'm talking about, that programming, to run the maze, and was rewarded for doing it properly and correctly. And right now you're realizing, oh, Well, now I want the mouse to not to actually go abstract, because that's a picture. You're trying to get the mouse to go abstract. And so you're moving the maze around, and all the walls of the maze are getting kind of, you know, it's like looking, you know, going from looking like a cubist painting to looking like a really crazy abstract Pollock. And you're making the maze look sort of funky, and you want the mouse to just sort of improvise. And the mouse doesn't know how to improvise because it's a mouse. And it looks like you're expecting the mouse, a lot from the mouse, but actually it looks like, and when I look at you personally, obviously you're not a mouse. You can improvise. And there's this picture that the old world, you know, the old business world, the old business model, the old way of doing things, which actually hasn't completely gone away yet, but is on its way out, was that maze, that mouse in the maze. And the future and the present time into future is this more abstract, but I see abstract not as having to look like a great big crazy wild you know mess, which I like actually. It's more like, it's more about creating. And that's the picture, is this clearing out the old programming about what you were allowed to create, permission to create outside. And then here's another picture, being in school and there's a nun standing over you with a ruler saying you can't color outside of the lines. And you're like, well, I want to color outside of the lines because look, this background needs to be plaid. That bunny is on a plaid background, sister. And she's just standing there, just not amused. And so there's this old programming about stay in the box, keep it in the box, make sure you do everything according to the rules. And that's actually the bigger programming. That's the stuff you're moving out. And it looks to me like the ways that you're going to do that are A, being as nice to yourself as you were to that mouse. And secondly, one step at a time, and play and amusement and creating things that don't make sense. And then there's one other part of this before I end this, is that it's about giving yourself permission to make mistakes. Because it looks like with that second maze with the mouse in the abstract, there was no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There was no wrong. It was just doing it. Really, the point of all this, too, is that your spirit is the thing you're bringing in. That old maze was not about the spirit. It was about the programming in the body. The spirit wasn't needed.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward, yes, it is. Being right here, right now, yes, it is. So there you go.
Excellent.
All right, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Have a very good night. And thanks so much for listening and for calling in.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wow, I really liked seeing that. That was a fun reading to give. Looking at that mouse and the maze and the whole picture of being abstract, being in present time with your self-image, that has a lot to do. This has a lot to do with that, because when you start to create your present time self-image, it's not up to anybody else. It's not up to a committee somewhere, you know, holding up little numbers saying you're doing it right or you're doing it wrong, because it's up to you. It's one of a kind. You are one of a kind. So being in present time with your own self-image means also dropping the judgments that you've handled about whether you're being the right you or the wrong you. And this is where I get into some of the stuff that I actually wanted to talk about tonight too, on top of this, which is that you deciding what's the right you, you know, who you are, that's about you knowing yourself. Being able to be still enough to really know yourself. And then the other part of this is loving yourself, caring for you, you know, knowing you and loving you and forgiving and all those things that go along with this. So being able to be who you are really requires you wanting to know yourself. That's a big part of it. I'll take another call right now. It looks like we've got more people calling in.
Requires you wanting to know yourself.
Hello there.
That's a big part of it.
Hi, this is Chris.
I'll take another call right now. It looks like we've got
Hi.
More people.
Are you there?
Well, you're wanting to know yourself. Hello there.
Hi, are you there? Hi. Somebody?
I'll take another call right now.
Hi, caller. Could you please turn your radio down in the background?
Hi, can you turn your radio down, please? Because all we can hear is your radio.
Hello?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? I didn't know it's my turn. I was listening to your radio.
That's okay. What's your name?
My name is Shoko.
Oh, Shoko. Hi. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Would you like a reading? I'm giving little mini readings on, and you know, it's about having your self-image in present time. Do you have a question that goes along with that?
I have a couple questions.
I can answer one of them for you.
Like a future, and also I want to know my father too. But
okay, Shoko, I'm going to say, Shoko.
I wonder what I should do this situation.
Shoko, I can answer one question and I'm going to look at you. So that's your future, and I don't predict the future, but what I will look at is you creating, bringing your self-image into present time. And let me just take a real quick look at this because I'm just seeing the picture come up right now. So the picture I see is there's a picture of you dressed as a gardener and you're out trimming this, there's this great big green flowering kind of bush in the backyard. It's just looks like a great big hedge. And you're out trimming it, and I see that you've got these great big gardener's shears, you know, those ones that take two hands to work, and you've got your hat on and your gloves, and you're out trimming this hedge, and it looks like the hedge has been blocking your view. When I look again, I see that the hedge, even though it's pretty and it has, you know, it grows nice flowers and it's very green and it's got lots of leaves, you didn't plant it. It's not yours. And it looks like it's a parental picture. There's kind of an energy of it coming sort of from family or from authority on a family level. And I see that you've been trimming away at it little by little, like just trying to do it so very carefully so nobody sees how much you've actually cut it down. And I see you're out there now and you're being very polite with this hedge. You're just trimming a little bit, just cutting away a little. You're being very, very careful. You don't want to raise a fuss or anyone to get mad at you for cutting this down. Now, the picture that I'm seeing looks like it has to do with you being able to knock down other people's creations about what you're supposed to have or be or do so that you can create the big picture for yourself. Does that make sense to you? It's you moving ahead, deciding to let go of other people's images of how you're supposed to be. And that's where you're working right now. And this is a big deal. This is you working at that fourth chakra level of self-image, you know, self-love, how you see yourself. And that's pretty much where you're working. And when I see you taking a next step with this, the picture I see is that you don't need to worry about what others are thinking. This is more about you being with you, you know, deciding for yourself what your next steps will be here. So that's what I'm looking at. It's like you're really working right in the heart, literally, of what I'm talking about tonight. And bringing your own self-image into present time for you will mean letting go of everybody else's picture. Okay?
Yeah, I'm just concerned about which direction should I need to move or should I just stay here?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what you should do, but what I will say is this. Start to sit with yourself and look and see what is your truth on that. Because when I'm looking, what I'm seeing is you're afraid to make any move because you're worried about what will happen that others will do. So it may be that you do need to take a big step. It looks to me like you're getting ready to destroy something, and I don't see that as a negative. It's a destruction in terms of letting go. Anyway, I must finish our reading now, but I want to say thank you for listening and for calling
in. Thank you very much for reading for me.
You're welcome, Shoko. Thank you for listening and for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Hello, everybody. You are listening to Psychic Everyday Radio. This is Chris Cahill on SkidRowStudios.com, and this is Real Radio on the Internet. Just a reminder, we are live streaming. So if you have not been able to get to livestream.com and set up an account yet, it just takes a moment and then you can actually watch the shows that are here when they're being done live while streaming. You can watch us doing our shows, which is fun. I am giving readings through the night. My number here is 1-800-893-9562. And I'm doing a show tonight about being in present time with your self-image. And a lot of people are working on this picture now. This is really the big challenge on the planet right now for many, many of us. So when you bring yourself into present time with you, when you really get yourself, you know, kind of here and now, that means that you have more energy available to you. It also means that you're exercising a number of your own psychic abilities, in particular, clairvoyance. Your clairvoyance, which is located inside of you, right behind your eyes, in the center of your head, in your sixth chakra, clairvoyance has to do with seeing energy clearly, being able to see energy in people and in places and in things all around you. But the greatest use of your clairvoyance is the ability to see yourself clearly, kindly, without judgment, with forgiveness, with love. You know, if you're seeing yourself and looking at yourself, but all you see is negativity or you're judging yourself, then you're not seeing yourself clearly, because you cannot be clairvoyant and be in judgment. You have to be able to look clearly and kindly without judgment in order to see. And without judgment just means you're not judging good or bad. Just let me look, let me see. And when you start to work with your clairvoyance to see yourself, and also to see your vision of your life and what you would like, you can create that. So if you're not in present time with yourself and your energy's all over the place, I mean, some of it might be in the past, might be in things that you loved that you did. It might be in things that were painful or difficult. If your energy's all over, you know, and not here, it's going to be hard for you to have enough energy to create right here, right now. I would like to take another caller right now. I have a few more lined up. Hi.
Hi.
You're live. Who is this?
Great. Hi, my name is Mike. I'm actually calling from Chicago as well.
Oh, great. Hi, Mike. Thanks for listening and for calling. How's it going?
It's going well.
Good. What do you think? Are you liking the topic, or do you have a comment or question?
I'm liking the topic, and I have a question. I have lost my mother at a very young age. I lost a close friend and a family member and my sister-in-law a couple of years ago. And I've also recently lost my father. And I've had the opportunity to talk to a couple of psychics in the past, kind of at very odd moments. I've been offered the opportunity to do readings on, and I've always turned them down. And now that I've lost several people in my life, I'm more curious than I have, because I figure there's nothing to lose. And I'm curious at really, you know, what they're thinking up there. I've got a family here on Earth and a family here in another world, and I'm wondering if they're all together, and I'm wondering what they're thinking of me and my family and my new experiences here and my siblings, and kind of just, you know.
Well, first of all, that's a real lot. Let me just, I have like a couple minutes to say hello to you, and here's what I'm going to say. First and foremost, did you know that you're a psychic and a healer? Do you have any clue about your abilities?
No.
Well, I'd look into it. And the reason I'm saying that is because I see you having an awareness of and a consciousness of spirit on some level that is interesting. I mean, it's not scary, it's not weird, it's human. But I'm bringing that to your attention because I see it, and I see your healing ability. And your healing ability doesn't mean you're responsible for healing others. It's just simply, it's a picture, it's like an ability. It's an awareness of energy. And just the way you're asking about your family and the family you miss, and you've had a lot of loss over the past little, you know, few years. And that's tough. That's a hard thing to go through. What I do see, though, is I just wanted to say hello to that healing ability of you. But when I take a look at your family who have moved on, just to see what comes up, the first picture I see is your mother. And you know, it's really similar to the other woman whose father I was reading earlier in the show, the beginning of the show. And the picture with your mother is just this picture of peace, is just smiling, no fear, no pain. She's got this picture of peace, and it's also this picture of, she is a being. I mean, I see her as a being very, just really neutral. Neutral meaning not in judgment, not worried, not, you know, not needing to warn you about anything. I generally don't see people that way who've moved on. They actually have other things that they're going through, and she's been gone for a long time, and there's just this picture of her being in a very peaceful place. without any trouble on her part. And it looks to me like she's just smiling. And that's what I see, is she's just smiling at you. And there's this love from her toward you. And it's just just effortless love. And that actually looks to me like the message that's coming in is love. It's just all about that. It's really all about you having that love for yourself. And rather than, and here's the other part of this, what I see is this picture of her kind of showing this, that rather than be worried about anyone else who has moved on or need to worry about kind of trying to protect or keep people together who are still here, it looks like it's just more about the relaxing into the love, the being in the love. And that's the picture I see, Mike. That's what is coming in here. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, thank you. I'm just absorbing that all.
Yeah. You know, you have some abilities. You might want to look into it. One thing that if you're not doing it yet, start meditating. Give yourself the permission to meditate and to like let go of the other people's pain and the worry and the loss you've gone through. And that'll help you a lot because you have some great ability. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, and thanks so much for listening. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Okay, I have a list. My list goes like this. I have made a little list about you might not be in present time if. Okay, number one, and if this is you, don't be hard on yourself. I'm not trying to judge you or be hard on you, but you might not be in present time if you're afraid of change. Hey, change is a given. It's a reality, part of life. And all the changes you've gone through, whether they were good, bad, or ugly, have helped you grow and get stronger and increase your abilities. You know, just expand yourself. Become more you. Become more aware, more conscious. Stretch, grow, all that stuff. If you've been afraid of every change that comes along, might be that, you know, there was one that came along that was very unwelcome and very much of a shock and very difficult for you. And you're kind of holding yourself in check or being, you know, really rigid about the other ones coming along, worried about change. You might be stuck in an old, quote unquote, comfortable vision of the past, of how things used to be when they were all so good. It's kind of fun when you examine the past and you really go in and look at those things that some of them were not as good as we might think looking backward. The place where things are happening now is now, where everything grows and happens and becomes. It starts right here. So that was number one. Number two, you might not be in present time if you're having a tough time making anything happen that used to be easy. So it might be that the way you used to do something, you're still trying to do it that way, and it's not working. And that could be because you're not in present time with yourself. Maybe you have another way to go about doing it. We are really changing how we do everything. It's pretty brilliant. And so don't be hard on yourself, but just start to notice. Be honest with yourself. Is this you? Let's see. This is number three. You're still stuck in an old self-image and everybody else has moved on. This can be really uncomfortable. Like, what if you are holding on to an old way of seeing yourself, but the circumstances have changed? That's tough. And so maybe you haven't had permission or given yourself permission to really bring that way of seeing yourself into present time. Or it could be that people around you are stuck in the old self-image, the way you used to be, and they're not willing to let you go into present time, which means you have to do it anyway for you. It's your business, not theirs. All right, I'm going to take another call right now. Welcome. You're live. It's Chris Cahill.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Linda.
Linda, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Inglewood.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for listening and for calling. Would you like a reading? And you know what my theme is tonight.
Yes, I do.
Great. Well, what would you like me to look at?
Well, actually, I have met a person, a guy, and I pick up some really good vibes from him. And I wanted to explore that.
Can you tell me his name?
Yes, Cedric.
And present, I'm looking at this as self-image in present time because relationships happen around that too. So every okay. relationship you have starts with the one you have with yourself, and your self-image is based on, well, helps create those the relationship you have with yourself. So what I see is this picture of you in present time, and you're looking at Cedric and you're allowing him to kind of show you who he is the picture. You're standing there and you're communicating, you're friendly, you're willing to open up to talk to him more or to get to know him better. But what I see is that you are just really standing there very still, allowing him to do whatever he needs to do to tell you about himself. Right. And when I see you doing that, you're being wary. You were being wary at first because of past experiences. But what you're also giving him a break. You're not trying to base this guy on some old guys who might have been less than honest. And I see this picture of Cedric not needing to. He looks like he's really sort of calm and relaxed in himself. The picture I see is that he's you know talking to you and he's communicating. But it looks like he's had to also force himself to sort of open up and come out of his box to talk to you. So it looks like the two of you are both kind of doing the same thing a little bit. You know, it's not that he doesn't get out and do things. What the picture I see is he's actually opening up. It's kind of like he's unfolding a box that keeps unfolding from within. So there was the outer shell, and then he opened that, and then there was another layer, and he got through that. And the way you're communicating with him, you're really interested in hearing more. So it looks like then he opens up another layer, and it continues. But it looks like he's getting brighter as he communicates. There's more this brightening of his space. And it looks like he hasn't done this for a long time. I mean, my picture that I'm seeing is that it looks like he's been kind of under wraps all this time, or kind of keeping it close, you know, playing it close to his chest. And so I see this in present time that you're still standing there very still listening, but now you're opening up too. And it looks like there's a really nice grounded picture about where you two can go from here. I don't see this as a negative. I see him as, it looks like it's a trust game. It kind of looks like it's a testing each other for trust. And that's what you're working on too. And that has to do with your self-image in present time, Linda, is that you're looking at being able to trust yourself to pay attention to your vibes, your intuition, your feelings about people. So you're staying as grounded and still as possible so that you can really listen to yourself and pay attention and see what that tells you. And I keep seeing that that's working for you. Like the more you pay attention and listen to yourself, not to other people necessarily, even me, it's really true. It's about you doing this. So that's what it looks like. Looks like this is a really good thing. You're getting to exercise something. And he doesn't look bad to me at all. Anyway, that's what I see. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening and for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, everyone. I'm Chris Cahill. You are listening to Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. And my show will continue for about another 15 minutes or so tonight. You can call in to get a reading if you'd like to. And the number is 1-800-893-9562. I'm doing a show tonight about bringing your own self-image into present time. And that's what the readings have been about and what I've been talking about. And being in present time, you're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. In present time, we are live streaming. So you can watch me do my show live. I know it's kind of crazy. I'm, you know, dancing while I'm doing it and it's very entertaining. Anyway, no, it's just a lot of fun. And you can also, you know, find me here every Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific time, SkidRowStudios.com. You can also subscribe to my podcast for free on iTunes. So do a search for Psychic Every Day on iTunes, and you can, you know, sign up for my podcast. You can download it. You can leave me a review if you like it. I'd love it if you would. And I thank you for that. And continuing, all right, so I was talking about you might be stuck in your old self-image if, and got through a few of these. There's just a couple more I want to mention briefly. One, or no, this is number four, actually. You might be stuck in your old and an old self-image if, number four, you feel old. You're uncomfortable with how time is marching on, and you might even be saying things like, oh, kids these days. And meanwhile, you know, people were saying that about you just a decade or two ago or three. And so you might not be in present time. Things are changing. And so there, shake it out. Number five, here's another way that you might not be in present time with yourself. And this is the one, this is one of the ones I've been kind of focusing on a little bit tonight in terms of using your own ability to see yourself with kindness. You tell somebody that how you see yourself, and you kind of might give someone, you know, a little negative picture about how you're seeing yourself, and they look at you and say, oh no, I always see you as being really amazing and creative and talented and all these things. And meanwhile, you're sitting there bashing yourself and not being in present time with where you're really at. It could be that you're really not in present time with where you're at, and that doesn't make you wrong. It could be that you're actually much, much more amazing than you've let yourself know or see. And I always see this as a positive. So getting yourself into present time with yourself means you really see how brilliant you are too. Right on. I'm going to celebrate that by taking another caller. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, you're live. I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris.
What's your name?
My name is Ashish.
Ashish, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay. Well, thank
you.
How
are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And thank you so much for having such a wonderful show for us.
You're very welcome. And thank you for saying that to me. I appreciate it. You're very kind. So tell me, what can I look at for you? Do you have a question?
I do have a question. In the beginning of the show, we talked about changes and movements happening in the present time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, where do you see me right now in terms of those changes?
Okay. That's a great question. And it's very general, but it's kind of like a pretty broad question. And I'm just going to focus in on what I see first off the bat, which is there's a picture of you. In the picture, you're really like statistics and analytics. You're looking at all these analytics, you know, just like numbers on a graph or measuring, ways of measuring, kind of like when, you know, people go and measure what their website's doing on Google Analytics or whatever. But what I see is you kind of looking at yourself in different aspects of your life and sort of measuring to see and looking to see how far you've come in this way or that way and how you've changed what you do. And it looks like what you're working on now specifically has to do with how you're seeing yourself. I mean, it looks like what you're trying to do in the picture I'm looking at, I see a picture of you trying to separate out your self-image and how you see yourself from what looks like a lot of group energy, sort of group identity, family or group or just other people. And where you certainly you respect their opinions and you respect what they have to say, and you want to be able to learn from. This is not me telling you this. This is the picture. It looks like you're wanting to hear them because some of what they say to you about you will be helpful. But it looks like you're also really trying to separate it out. You know, the expression separate the wheat from the chaff, and you're trying to separate it out so that you have the wheat. You know, like you know what is true for you rather than needing others to tell you what that is. And so what I see you're doing in present time or working in present time is working at having more of your own knowingness. You know, your that crown chakra level, that being able to know your own information, your own truth. And it looks like that's what you're working on right now is that's like a big place you're working. So it looks like you're trying to combine your crown chakra information, which is that knowingness, with your fourth chakra, which is your heart, affinity, self-love, self-image. So you're wanting to, in present time, you're working on bringing your knowing into your self-knowledge, into your self-image. And you're working this already. And I see this, it just looks like it's really specific. And it's not the only place you're working on things, but it looks like it's a big, it's a place where a lot of, I mean, it's kind of interesting because it looks like the more you're listening to your own truth and your own awareness of self-love, the more you know. And that's where I see you working. And it looks like a good place to be working, Ashish. Good for you.
Thank you. So am I on the right track?
Oh, yeah. It looks great. Keep doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again for listening and for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Bye.
Well, everyone, I'll bet you're wondering if I'm going to do another call, and I do have one coming in just a moment here. We are running out of time tonight. It's been so much fun. These shows are always, they just go so fast for me, and I'm so happy to do them. I love doing a live show. Love hearing from all of you. Love to talk to you more than I have in a week. A couple things I want to mention. If you want to receive my weekly email news, which I tend to send out on Wednesdays, it's just a really beautiful, and it's packed with, I say beautiful, and I'm not saying that in any shy way because I put it together and I like how it looks. But it's got writing in it. It's got, you know, the weekly specials. It's got what my show is about. It's a reminder. Go to my website, chriscahill.com, and sign up for it. It's free. And you can just, you know, you'll see a little box there. Sign up for my mailing list and you'll get my newsletter. So there. You can also communicate to me through my website and or through my blog, which is called psychiceveryday.com. I can take one more caller tonight, and I have one. Hi. You are live.
Hi. Hi, Chris. It's Catherine.
Catherine. Hi. I'm so happy to hear your voice. I know you've been wanting to listen and call in, and you haven't had time till tonight. Good.
I did, yes.
Right on.
I'm enjoying this topic, or I don't know if enjoying is the right word. Maybe it's kind of a painful topic about being in present time, and I feel like I'm out of kilter.
And you're beating yourself up over it. You're beating yourself up over it, too. Now, if you go back and listen, you'll understand that that's not going to work. I'm kidding. Anyway, let me take a look at, I'll take a look at this for you, just the energy of you being in present time. And we just have a couple minutes, so let me get right into it. So what I see is a picture of you in present time, and it looks like your fashion, your hair, your face, everything looks in present time. You look great. You look like your body is here, like you look like you're ready to be right here, right now. But it looks like what I see you doing is you're all dressed up to go fly a kite, and you've got this really beautiful kite. It's like a really, you know, like we used to fly kites when we were kids, and you're off at the park and you're going to go fly your kite. But the kite is not in present time. It's not flyable. It looks like it is weighed down. Like there's and the picture I see is that the kite is filled with the past. It's filled with pain. It's the outside of the kite's very bright, but the inside, you know, the backside that you don't really see while you're getting ready to crank that thing up into the wind, is dark. And I keep seeing your father's energy. It's this old, and it's not blaming him. It just looks like it's the kite you're trying to fly looks like it's his, or it's that group identity kite, you know, the patriarch, the rules, how you are supposed to power what you're doing is on his old pictures. And it's not that you've been wanting to or that you've been trying to do that, but it looks like there was just so much programming still left over and also pain and fear about what happens if you don't follow the rules, which, you know, I see his face, but then I'm also seeing present time, you know, the kind of the work world and how that works. So what I see, and then you blame yourself for it. So what I'm seeing is one of the next steps it looks like here, and this is not about you, you know, needing to go to solve this one or figure it out or beat yourself up over it. It looks like it has to do with dropping some of that heavier male energy that just clogs up your ability to be. Because when I looked at you at first, you just looked extremely feminine, really female, really sparkly, colorful, you know, happy to be wearing pretty clothes in present time. And then there's this old energy that wants to weigh it all down and make, and like sort of rain on your parade. So I'm seeing this picture of you letting go of all that old kind of heavy rules, you know, those old heavy rules. It's a control picture. So that in present time, it's a much lighter, more free. And that looks to me like you being in present time with your self-image is seeing yourself as being light and free, not needing to uphold the old rules. So that's your work there. That's you know, like your next thing to do, I guess. Not the way I'd say you should do it, but it looks like that's kind of a next step.
Well, that definitely makes sense. It makes sense, especially the rules with my dad, because I've been feeling, you know, just so responsible and, you know, the idea of making a change, it's like back to, I just, you know, think of my dad, how, you know, gotta save for retirement. How are you gonna handle it in old age? What are you gonna do? And what are you gonna do? And what are you gonna do? You know?
Right. And then look at all those people.
And I go through that.
And look at all the people who lost all their money and who keep doing it. So maybe there's another step to take rather than worrying about it. And that's what it looks like to me. Well, thank you. Thanks for listening, Catherine. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad I got through.
I'm glad you did too. Talk to you again. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We are about to wrap up tonight's show here in just a few minutes, and I have a couple of suggestions. So you've been hearing me give people some little next steps and just saying hello to different ways that people can kind of start to come into present time, or that might help. You know, really pretty much being in present time with yourself is helped by you listening to yourself and really listening to what it is that you want, what it is that you're trying to tell yourself. A lot of times when I give people readings and they don't, and they say that they're confused or they don't know what they want, I see that actually they do, but they're judging it. They're afraid to want what they want. They're afraid that it'll be rejected by everybody else. It's going to be, other people won't be able to accept it, or they're going to get judged and, you know, shut down or punished or something. And what I'm saying is, hey, this is about you. It's called your life for a reason, because it's your life and you get to live it and you get to create it. And it's just a really wonderful, brilliant thing to be able to do. But there's a few things that can help you, some tools. Meditation. I always say this, you'll hear me say it every week and I'm never going to shut up about it. So meditation, and if you're not sure how to meditate and you want to learn how to meditate, that you can be helped by going to a class somewhere, take a class with a teacher, learn how to do it, or, you know, start to listen to guided meditations. And I have some on my website, by the way. I have a free one called Grounding Yourself. And I have another one called Peace. It's a peace meditation. It's also free. And then I have a different special every month. The special for this month, for all of June, is clairvoyance. It's about being able to see, you know, create your vision with clairvoyance. And you can go to my website, chriscahill.com, and download it. I also have I have dozens of meditations, guided meditations on that site. So check them out. Let's see. Meditating helps, grounding helps, but also listening to your body, healing your body by listening to what it wants. So getting enough sleep, listening to, you know, does your body need to rest more, to go out and play more? That really helps a lot too. And letting go of judgment, learning to love yourself, being honest with you. All of those things are very, very helpful. Thank you so much for listening to my show tonight. And I'm Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day on SkidRowStudios.com. You'll find me here Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and I'm live on Wednesdays. I want to thank everybody who listened and who called in tonight. And I'd like to thank Mindy Jorgensen, the ever wonderful, who runs the boards for me. And thank you, Mindy. And thank you also, Jeremy and Skid Row Studios. I want to encourage everybody who's listening to go and check out the other shows that are here. I am available at here on Wednesdays, as I mentioned, but you can also find me chriscahill.com and psychiceveryday.com. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Look for Psychic Every Day and sign up. It's free. And thanks again. Have a beautiful week. Bye.